Okay, welcome back to Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. It is now time to shift gears. We're going to focus our attention on the NBA, specifically the Portland Trail Blazers, as they are truly this year's Cinderella story. They have established themselves as one of the premier teams in the league. The Trail Blazers have made some big gains and strides in a number of areas, and in our next interview, we are looking so forward to breaking it all down. It is a pleasure to welcome in to YSR, the Quicken Loans Studios, the Portland Trail Blazers head coach, Terry Stotts. Coach Stotts, thank you so much for the time.
It's my pleasure.
Well, first of all, I want to begin our conversation by extending a congratulations on just an amazing season. I mean, the Blazers have really surprised a lot of folks. I know you've dropped your last two games against Golden State and Memphis, but what has been the contributing factors on this incredible turnaround and the success that you guys have experienced?
Well, I think, obviously we've gotten off to a very good start in November. And, I think with a young team and a team that's had a lot of new faces, that was important that we developed our chemistry early. The players that we had coming back from last year, particularly the four starters, Wes Matthews, Nicholas Batum, LaMarcus Aldridge, and Damian Lillard, all played very well last year, and the additions that we made to the team fit in pretty well and pretty quickly. And we've been able to use that chemistry and confidence to build a good record to this point.
Well, Terry, you guys have been going fast and furious. The Trailblazers are needing some rest. Oh, what, 9 games in 14 nights? You've got to like this mini break that you've had over the past couple of days, 3 days off, and of course playing Toronto on Saturday night.
Well, you got to take the breaks from the schedule when they come. And we had a lot of games in a lot of cities in a short amount of time. And, we would have liked to have won a few more of them, but all said and done, we got through it. Now we've had a practice or two and recovered our bodies a little bit. Mentally, we're focused and we're looking forward to playing Toronto.
You just mentioned LaMarcus Aldridge. He certainly garners a lot of attention, is having just an incredible year. But really, when you look at the Blazers and you scout your team, you guys are playing team basketball. And I want to point out that you're the only team in the league that has had the same starting lineup for every game this season. What has that continuity, Terry? What has that meant?
It's important for every team. Injuries are part of the NBA, and you're going to have guys miss games. So the fact that we've been able to stay so healthy is very important. It's important for every team. But, our starting lineup has really clicked. It plays well together. And the fact that we've been healthy just contributes to that. So, I don't know. It's one of those things that you're thankful as it happens, but you're also prepared in the event that injuries do happen.
And your starting unit is usually your closing unit. So that's really good. That pays big dividends when that fourth quarter rolls around.
Well, it does. With us maintaining the health that we've had, we've been able to have a lot of continuity with the rotation. Guys know when they're going to come into the game, when they're going to come out of the game. They can play their minutes hard. And again, being able to finish with the starting lineup is, something that I particularly don't take for granted, because we've been very fortunate. And to have that lineup, they play very well together and they're very confident together.
Portland Trailblazers head coach joining us this week in a Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. That, of course, is Terry Stotts. And, Terry, you just brought up a great point. You know this as a former player and now as a head coach in this league, that when you have that kind of continuity, that type of structure, everyone knows their roles. And that does help, as you had just alluded to, the rhythm, the timing, that continuity. But how do you keep your guys playing with an edge, not becoming complacent, not getting too comfortable? Because there is a fine line there.
The way we came into the season was that we didn't have one player who played in the playoffs last year. And our mindset was that we haven't proved anything, we haven't done anything, and we have to go out every night and prove it. And, we haven't played a perfect game, and we've had our pitfalls. But the idea that we have to play with an edge and we have to play with something to prove is something that I think the team has bought into, because it's kind of human nature to want to rest on your laurels a little bit. But if you accept the fact that we have a long way to go and that we haven't done anything, hopefully it takes that out of the equation to some degree.
Terry Stotts joining us at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. In just a moment, we're going to highlight, break down some of the players and your roster. But Terry, this is your second year at Portland. You had a very successful rookie season as a head coach, and you have been a part of this league for many years. You're the former head coach at Atlanta and Milwaukee. How have you evolved as a coach throughout the years? And what have you learned even from some of those previous experiences? Of course, winning a world championship with the Dallas Mavericks and working for head coach Rick Carlisle.
Well, I really think that my time spent in Dallas really rounded me out as a coach. You know, I had been with George Karl for the majority of my career, and I took that into my first two head coaching jobs. But having the opportunity to work with Rick, to win a championship, to work with Dirk Nowitzki and Jason Kidd, and just understand just a different approach, and kind of helped me consolidate my ideas, how I wanted to coach, and gave me a different perspective on it. So when I came to Portland, you know, I took a lot of what we did in Dallas, particularly at the offensive end, and, you know, I liked the way we played in Dallas, and Rick's approach to the team, to the each of the players, was something new to me that I've tried to bring to Portland as well.
You talk about Rick Carlisle's impact with you as a head coach, but what about George Karl, and how did he help crystallize your approach? And it is interesting, we've got to bring up that you used to play for him back in the day in the CBA with the Montana Golden Nuggets, my hometown.
You're from Great Falls?
I am from Great Falls, the Electric City, Big Sky Country, you bet.
Goodness. Well, did you go to a Golden Nuggets game?
No, I actually did not, so I hate to make that admission, but I definitely followed him in the Great Falls Tribune.
being with George, I wouldn't be in the NBA if it weren't for George. And, you know, I had the good fortune of playing for him in Great Falls when he was a young coach at 30 years old, and we had a great friendship over the years, and he got me into the league. And, you know, it's just, you know, so much of my basketball knowledge came from George. And he's a Hall of Fame coach, and when you're with someone that long, you can't help but to absorb a lot of the things that they do and how they approach the game. I think more than anything at the offensive end, George's teams have been consistently one of the better offensive teams. He's great at motivating the players. He gives them freedom to play and let them be NBA players. I think that's probably one of the things I've taken away from George.
We are hooping it up, talking some NBA with the Portland Trailblazers head coach Terry Stotts. And so let's highlight now your two-time NBA All-Star in LaMarcus Aldridge. And he is posting incredible totals. What a career-high 44 points, 13 rebounds, and has been awarded the Western Conference Player of the Week three times this season. Did he change his approach, his mindset?
You know, I don't know if he changed it. I think when everybody came into camp in September and October, I think there was a general good vibe about what this team could become. And I think everybody sensed it. And, you know, he embraced his role as the leader of the team, not only as the best player, but as becoming more of a vocal leader. And I think accepting that responsibility just kind of helped him grow as a player. And, you know, he's just more comfortable in the role of and how he fits in with the team, and it shows on the court.
How does he make his teammates better, Terry?
Well, he's very consistent. First of all, you know, when your teammates and coaches can rely on you to do the same thing night in and night out, it gives them a sense of calm as far as knowing that you have that to rely on. And, you know, he's as far as the guys who played with him last year and mm-hmm. knew him understand how much more vocal he is, how much more of a leader he is, and them seeing that, I think, gives them a little bit more comfort as well and understanding of what this team can accomplish.
Just a few more minutes this weekend at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. I am Elissa Walker-Campbell. We love when you connect with us online at Twitter at @eradiosports, having an exclusive conversation with Terry Stotts, the Portland Trailblazers head coach. And I have to tell you, I love your newest addition, and that is Robin Lopez. He is the X Factor, and he can provide that double-double. He's had 15 double-doubles this season. You've got to be fired up with what he brings.
Well, Robin has really come in and assimilated very well, like I said, with that starting unit. And his teammates appreciate not only what he brings on the court. He's a great teammate. He's selfless. He's about the right things. He plays the game the right way. And, you know, it's he's actually giving us much more offense than we probably expected. He makes his free throws. He finishes around the basket. He's effective on the offensive boards. And he gives, you know, when you tag team him with LaMarcus, I think that helps alleviate some of the, you know, some of the physicality that LaMarcus would have to endure over the past few years of, as far as playing a center position. So he's been great. He's a unique personality, and he's fun to be around.
Okay, what about the other personality? Damian Lillard had such an incredible rookie season, but what kind of growth, what kind of strides are you seeing from him?
You know, he's having an all-star year, and I think you see the maturity. Last year, he had a remarkable season, and he did it on sheer talent and willpower. He just powered through the season as a rookie, led the league in minutes. You know, he just took every challenge as it came along. I think this year you see more of a maturation on the court. He understands the NBA game a little bit better. He knows his teammates better. He understands himself better. And he made a conscious effort over the summer to become a better player at both ends of the court, and I think you see that this year.
We're getting ready to wrap up our conversation with Terry Stotts, the Portland Trailblazers head coach. Just give us a quick hit on the big news. Of course, David Stern, he's going to step aside and he retires this week. Just his extraordinary contributions to the NBA, and what do you think his legacy will be?
You know, I mean, this interview is wrapping up, and he was there for 30 years. So, I mean,
no pressure, Terry.
His legacy is, you know, I think he'll go down as the best commissioner in pro sports. What he did for the NBA in his tenure has been remarkable. He guided through some difficult times. You know, he was in the NBA before he became commissioner, and, you know, he's just been, he's had a remarkable tenure.
We've been visiting with Terry Stotts, the Portland Trailblazers head coach. Good luck the remainder of the way, and you are my pick for the coach of the year, by the way.
Oh, thanks. I hope I don't disappoint you.
All right. We'll talk to you again real soon. Good luck, Coach. Thanks.
All right. Thank you.
Much more straight ahead this weekend at Yahoo Sports Radio and the Big E Sports Show.